Portsmouth's local news.
The news update with Kelly Brown and Ian James. Good morning, Kelly. Let's start this morning with those wonderful weekend celebrations down on Southsea Common last weekend.
Yeah, it was fantastic to see. Obviously, unless you've been living under a rock, you will know that the men's team has been promoted to the Championship after winning their league. And the women's team also won their league as well. So Sunday was a real celebration for both teams. Obviously, the weather didn't start off great in the morning with the overnight rain, so we were a little bit worried that it might end up not being as brilliant as it was. But as it turned out, the sunshine did arrive, never any doubt, I'm sure. And there were loads of people down there to sort of support the team and congratulate the team. And yeah, it was a real celebration in the end, so it was really, really good.
It just goes to show what a fantastic club we have down here in the city, because both the men and the women's team obviously winning their respective leagues, being able to come out and celebrate together on one stage. What a fantastic event.
Absolutely. It's all good news for the club. And obviously it's all good news for the city, because the better the club does, the higher up the leagues we go, and the more sort of fans we have from other areas as well, so spending money within Portsmouth. But, you know, it's often said that we've got some of the most passionate fans in the country. And if anyone's been to Fratton Park, certainly the last few games where it's been a little bit mental and a real electric atmosphere, that is very much the case. So, yeah, very much looking forward to the next season. There's obviously lots of chatter about, you know, transfers, who's going to stay, who's going to go, what the team's going to look like and everything. But yeah, we're obviously just riding high on celebrations and looking forward to the season ahead, really.
Kelly, let's now look at the local elections.
Yep, so we go to the polls on May the 2nd. So this is the local elections, obviously not the general election. We don't know what's happening with that yet. So the City Council, Havant Borough Council, Erin Borough Council and Gosport Borough Council. But there's also the Police and Crime Commissioner elections as well. And we've also got two by-elections for the County Council, one of the Fareham wards and Meon Valley as well. So lots and lots of seats up for grabs, lots of big issues, and a lot of the candidates have been working very, very hard to try and get your vote.
Just how important are these local elections, Kelly?
Very important. You know, the national politics gets all the big headlines, and, you know, people tend to vote very much along party lines with national issues. But, you know, the local councils do the key services that we want. They do the roads, they do the schools, they do the bin collections, you know, they do the community facilities, you know, all the things that we use every single day. That is your local council. So, I mean, for instance, in Portsmouth, and these kind of issues are sort of replicated across the other council areas as well. But, you know, things like the regeneration of the city centre, massive topic, you know, that is in the hands of the city council to talk about. All the traffic and the roads and how to get people, you know, using public transport to make the roads a bit sort of clearer. Again, that's your local council. You know, your sports facilities, your libraries, you know, and more hot topics, you know, that's the local council. There's obviously an overriding larger issue about underfunding for council. So a lot of them have had to cut their cloth accordingly and prioritise. But the different parties have got different views on how best to spend the money that you've got. So absolutely make sure that you know who you're voting for and what the different parties want to do with the different local issues. Because, yeah, as I say, this is the thing that absolutely, it's not very glamorous, but it's the thing that affects your everyday lives. So, yeah, absolutely cast your vote. Don't not vote. It's very, very important. You know, if you don't vote, you know, you can't really have a say. So absolutely swat up. Make the candidates work for their votes. And yeah, make sure you go to the polls and bring your ID. You need to bring photo ID now, so don't get caught on that one. But, yeah, the polls are open until quite late, so no excuses.
And like we say, please take your photo ID, because there's nothing worse than travelling down and you want to put your votes in and suddenly realise you can't. You may have been thinking that your vote might have made a difference. So please remember to take your ID with you.
Absolutely. And your polling card will have your polling station on it. There's a lot of changes with polling stations, so make sure you go to the right place. And obviously, we will be bringing all the live results. We've got a blog, we've got reporters and photographers working overnight to bring all the results. So you know that's where you can go to find out actually what the results were in the end.
Kelly, what is the latest with Bransby Park?
So there is a planning application put in by the City Council, as part of their overall proposals to create a new leisure centre costing about £22 million at Bransby Park. This will replace the now closed Eastleigh swimming pool. It will also replace the facilities currently at Wimbledon Park, which are ageing. So there has been some controversy around it because not everybody is very happy about what's being proposed. They'd rather the money went instead on reopening Eastleigh Swimming Pool and revamping it and, you know, bringing it back to life and improving what we've got at Wimbledon Park. So this week we had a story about the fact that Sport England had objected to the proposals because of a lot of sports pitches. So the way that they've configured the plans up at Bransby Park, there wouldn't be as many sports pitches for the area. The City Council have kind of come back and they're revising their plans a little bit. They're on about providing more pitches at places like Mountbatten Centre, for instance, to kind of replace what's going to be lost. But it's very, very controversial. That people are very passionate, you know, one way or the other, I think, about it. The Eastleigh Swimming Pool, obviously famously used as a training area for the Cockleshell Heroes. So it's due to go to the City Council for a decision. Now, this is about planning. The planning application is due to go to the City Council in July. But there is still plenty of time for people to find out all about the plans and have their say on the planning application. That's all on the City Council's planning portal.
Like you say, though, this is very controversial, though.
Absolutely. You know, it's about, again, you know, providing the best facilities for the city. You know, and when we're talking about, say, the upcoming local elections, this is definitely a hot topic with the different parties having slightly different viewpoints on it. You know, swimming pool facilities are very, very important in the city. We obviously lost the Victoria Swimming Path. We've lost the pyramids. You know, we don't have what we used to have. So it's obviously very, very important we do have new swimming facilities to kind of replace what we've lost. It's just a case of how it's best to provide them. You know, is it better to refurbish what we have, or is it better to build anew? And yeah, as I say, people who sit very strongly on one side or the arguments have been very much putting their views forward. So if you don't know about the plans, they're all on the City Council's website, and obviously we've been covering it extensively as well, but there's plenty of time still for you to find out more and to put your views forward.
And of course, the news will be covering this extensively in the future.
Absolutely. We got some lovely photos of, you know, all the protesters outside of Eastleigh Swimming Pool recently and passionately putting their views forward. And obviously the City Council have been sort of coming back and trying to address a lot of those concerns as well. So we've been covering both sides of the argument. But yeah, very important local issue and very important we have the sports facilities that we need.
And finally this morning, Kelly, let's end on a high for Gosport because they've been voted the best value for money beach in the area.
Yeah, dear old Gosport, and we're looking at Stokes Bay here. Might not be the first place that springs to mind when you think of best beaches in the UK. But yeah, there was a recent sort of study, and it was in the top five, I think it was, of the best beaches in the UK to visit, good value for money. So we're talking about car parking charges, facilities there, all that kind of thing. So it's a lovely spot to visit. You know, Southsea and Hayley Island tend to get all of the, you know, attention and everything. But Gosport is actually a really nice place to kind of visit, and it gets a little bit quieter. It's a little bit hidden gem, I think, really. So definitely pay. If you've not been before, then go and pay a visit. It's lovely to have a little walk around, and obviously great to kind of sit there and, you know, when you can in the summer. Maybe not this weekend because it's due to rain, but definitely one to pop on your list.
Yeah, maybe not one you're going to pop down to over this coming weekend, but hopefully when the weather does get a little better, like you say, it's got the complete package which will entice people to go down and take a look.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I love going to Southsea and I love going to Hayling, but there are times when I can think of nothing that I want to do less because I can't be dealing with all the traffic and all the people. And, you know, it is just a little bit mental. But yeah, Gosport is, you know, it's all along there. It's a lovely place to kind of visit. There's definitely lots to see, not lovely views across the Isle of Wight, and as my children love, lots of cafes and places for ice cream. So make sure you support the local businesses if you pop over that way as well.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and have a wonderful bank holiday weekend.
Same to you.